The BRRRR method is one of the most popular real estate investing strategies out there. But why is it so popular? And what are some of the pitfalls with this strategy? More on that coming up. Welcome to the Think Big Real Estate Podcast, the show where I share what I'm learning about real estate sales and real estate investing to help you grow your real estate business. Today, I'm going over the BRRRR method. Now, the BRRRR method, how it works, is basically you use a short-term loan, something like private money, hard money, HELOC, or cash. Now, I'll go over that. Private money is when you get a loan out from friends or family. Now, this can be a little iffy. Because you're mixing a business with family and friends, and that's always a touchy subject, because something goes wrong, then that relationship could deteriorate. So a good rule to follow if you decide to use private money is you want to have the cash on hand to pay them back, even if you lose the entire amount that they lent you. That's a good way to be safe and not tarnish the relationship they have with the person that's lending you money, you know, that family member or that friend. You definitely don't want to do that. Another option for the BRRRR method is by using a hard money loan. Now, there are two different places you can get a hard money loan. The first one is you go see the guy behind the bar, right? You need 200 grand, go see the guy behind the bar. It's a little sketchy to me. I don't know about you, but I don't know about that guy. I don't want to see the guy behind the bar. Or you can go to a more formal place, more professional place, and there are actually hard money loan companies, businesses. And you can make the decision which one you want to go with, but I know which one I'd rather go with. And the good thing about these hard money loans is that they're a lot easier to qualify than regular loans out there. Like, for hard money loans, you don't need the best credit. You don't need the best income. They're just a lot easier to qualify for. Now, it comes at a price, and usually you get the money fast. But it comes at a price. You're usually going to look at paying between a 6 to 12% interest rate in the US, which is quite a bit. But you get the money fast, and you don't need a lot of qualifications. So, it's a trade-off. You can also do a HELOC, which, in order for this to work, you already have to have own one property already. You're going to use the money from that previous property that you already own, 89.9%. of whatever the value of that property is. You're going to take it out as cash. Oh no, as a line of credit. Home equity line of credit. And then you're going to use that to buy the next deal. Or you can just, there's always just cash you can pay. So BRRRR method is buy, rehab, rent, refinance, repeat. Lost myself there. Now, the good thing about the BRRRR method is that since you're using the money, the equity that you built up in the property from the previous property to fund the next property to go and acquire more properties, there's no need for you to have stacks of cash in the bank all the time just so you can be able to put that 20% down, the ideal 20% down. So that's a really advantageous thing. You don't need a lot of money. You do need a lot of equity. And you need to buy good below market deals for this to work. But you're just leveraging the equity that you have from the previous property. So that will save you a ton of money, depending on how well you bought the last deal. It's all dependent on the last deal. That's the thing with the burst strategy. If you don't buy a good property that's really good below market value, then you don't have as much money to buy the next property. That's the thing with burr strategy. Now, there is a refinancing part. So again, burr strategy. Buy, renovate, rent, refinance, repeat. What you're going to do when you're going to refinance, because the short-term loans aren't the best. All right, I'll just put it out. They aren't the best. A higher interest rate, maybe not, the terms aren't there. They're usually not the best. So you're going to refinance it to get a longer term loan, something like a 30-year fix, something that's more predictable in the interest rate and just the terms. You want predictability when you're renting out a property. You don't want any surprises that a short-term loan might offer. But when you go and refinance, the banks will only refinance 75% of the property's appraised value. So whatever that your previous property appraised at is valued at, once it's all renovated and all done, and rented out and whatever, you only get 75% of that value. This is why you need to buy that first property at a severe discount. The burst strategy is all dependent on that first property. If you mess up the first property, you're not going to do well in a burr method. I'll just be honest, it's all dependent on the first property. Everything's dependent on the first property with this strategy. So you need to buy it ideally at a severe discount below market value. So let me throw out an example. Let's say you buy a property at $200,000, right? The cost to renovate it is $30,000. So you're all in $230,000. Now, after the renovation, everything's done, the property appraises at $300,000. Now, when you go to refinance that and get rid of that short-term loan and get a longer-term loan, you will only get 75% of that $300,000 value. You'll only get 75% of that, which is $225,000. Now, you are all in at $230,000. So you pretty much make your money back right there. I mean, you spent $5,000. That's pennies, come on. You did really well there. So in this example, you get your loan back of $200,000, because remember, you bought the property for $200,000. You're getting that back because you got $225,000 refinanced. You got that cash back. Plus, you're getting $75,000 worth of equity. The difference between the appraised value, which was $300,000, minus what you got refinanced, which $225,000, you got $75,000 worth of equity. It's so important. I can't stress enough. In order for this to work, you have to buy. It's all dependent on the first property. You mess up the first property, you can't do this. All right? You're going to have to find a different strategy. It's so important. Take your time on the first property. That's what sets up everything with this strategy. You really need that first property to be amazing. All right? Now, don't go out there and try to look for perfect, because perfect doesn't exist. It's just something to strive for. But definitely take your time in looking for the first property. It's all dependent on that first property. Now, one thing about the Burr method is that every time you go to refinance, you reset the amortization schedule within your loan, because you're getting a new loan. So all that, those months that you already paid off, you're starting all over with this new loan. So you don't have, that's an issue, but that's an issue with any time you change a loan, no matter what strategy you use. Now, but one issue that a lot of people don't know about when it comes to refinancing is that they won't refinance your property immediately. If you go to a bank and you say, I want to refinance this, they won't do it right there on the spot. They won't do it in the week. They won't do it in 2 weeks. They won't do it in 3 weeks. It could take between 6 to 12 months. Yeah, I know, right? Pretty insane. 6 to 12 months. Now, banks usually call this a seasoning period. Now, the obvious problem here is that with the Burr method, you're using a short-term loan, right? A loan that doesn't last so long. And if the refinancing takes 6 to 12 months, or could take 6 to 12 months, what happens if that short-term loan ends? You see the problem here? You're going to have to extend the loan. You're going to have to get a new loan. That's the problem. So you want to, in order to counteract this, when you first initially want to, are looking into the deal, looking to buy the deal, you want to overestimate everything. I mean, everything. All right, just to be safe, because you are using a short-term loan in this case, and you don't want it expiring. All right, so you want to have buffer room in your budget, in your rental budget, right? This is just like a side cash, because you're usually in rentals, they end up costing you more than you think. You know, maybe you're in an older building and, you know, you want to change the flooring out, and all of a sudden on the flooring, the studs are rotted, or there's termites, or there's a mouse problem down there, or whatever, and you have to get the exterminator out. And you start finding all these problems that are hidden behind the walls. So you definitely want, you want to be conservative in your budget and your buy price, and just in general in real estate with all your numbers. Just add a couple thousand more, right? Just a couple thousand. Go in to a deal overestimating the rental cost, the buy, the amount of time that it takes to do the rental. Overestimate everything just to give you a bigger safety net, right? There's nothing wrong with wanting to have a bigger safety net. It's just a smart thing to do. Now, I'm not a lender. If you want a legal disclaimer here, If you want advice, seek a qualified and appropriate professional. I'm just some guy with a podcast that really loves talking about real estate. Anything that I say could be wrong or outdated. It's up to you to verify the information. Blah, blah, blah. You get it. Now, if you're interested, I do have five different loans that are low money down loans that you can get started real estate investing in. The description is completely free. It's just a download for your email. And I also have a store in the description if you want to start your own video podcast or your channel, or just a regular podcast. Maybe you don't like being on camera and you don't like the idea of starting a YouTube channel. You can start a podcast. It's certainly cheaper because you don't have to buy the video equipment. You just buy a microphone. But then you have to buy everything attached. Well, you could buy a USB microphone. You could buy it. You could start a podcast with a little, like a Blue Yeti, I believe it's called. Just plug it right into your laptop. It's pretty cool. And you could really take advantage of the fact that everyone's working from home right now during this pandemic. Everyone's searching the web. Everyone's online based. And they're much more active on YouTube, on the internet, on listening to podcasts, you know, watching TV, everything. Everything's online right now. This is a huge opportunity for you, whether you're an agent or investor, to grow your real estate business and get eyes on you, because everyone's online right now. So anyways, that's in the store. If you want to see pricing, you want to see what I use, it's there. I also have some books for you if you're interested. But anyway, make sure to like and share this episode with anyone you think it might help grow their real estate business. Otherwise, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.